This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Thursday, July 3rd, 2008. I'm Caleb Brown. The Supreme Court is on pace to hear a huge number of cases in its next term, reversing a recent trend. Ilya Shapiro, the editor of the Cato Supreme Court Review, comments. There were a lot of business cases in this last term, and as we were talking before, you said that there were a lot more environmental cases in the next term. What's driving that?
Well, this year there weren't any environmental cases, which is perhaps anomalous, though there were some in previous terms. Already we're seeing a heightened pace of granting cert. Right now we're on pace for more cases next term than we've seen, I think, since the turn of the millennium, I guess you'd say. Certainly more than the 70 and 72 that we've seen in the past, and an increasing ratio each of the last few years of the Roberts Court. Now, the Chief Justice Roberts has been on the court 3 years. An increasing percentage are business cases. Some of them are more controversial, like the Exxon case this year. Some of them are less so and are kind of very technical, still worth a lot of money and of a lot of attention to the business community, but they're not going to make page A1 of the New York Times. Instead, they'll make some internal page of the Wall Street Journal. Next term, we're seeing, as I said, more environmental cases, more employment cases as well. We've seen an uptick this year, and there's going to be more in future. Just one of the roles that Chief Justice Roberts sees for the court is to flesh out some of the ambiguities in existing legislation, some of the technicalities in the statutes. So not constitutional decisions, I should underline, but interpreting things like the Age Discrimination in Employment Act, the ADA, the Americans with Disabilities Act, and other technical things like that. As well, I should mention the environmental cases are going to turn not on some large principles of is global warming a threat to national security and therefore something has to be done constitutionally. No, it's going to be some technical sub-provision of the Clean Water Act or the Clean Air Act and related environmental legislation.
How does Roberts view the role of the court? It seems to be deciding all these technical issues.
Chief Justice Roberts, more than anyone else on the court, much more, significantly more, the others aren't even worth mentioning in this respect, has private sector experience. He was a partner at a big firm. He understands issues affecting the business landscape, big companies and small, how congressional regulation from both the right and the left affects people on the ground going about their daily lives, trying to get this economy moving. You know, we're in a recession or near recession here. These less sexy cases are very important. So he sees his role, the court's role, as I said, figuring out these ambiguities in the law that are introducing a lot of uncertainty. And of course, uncertainty contributes to economic uncertainty as well as lawsuits by the plaintiff's bar that is kind of just rolling the dice, trying to get these, winning the lottery on some of these cases. The other role, of course, is as a referee, figuring out the conflicts, resolving the conflicts among the lower courts, among the circuit courts of appeal. So if your case has a direct circuit split, there's a much greater chance that it's going to get granted cert than even if it's a very important issue you feel in a clear injustice, but this is the first time that a lower court has decided it.
Who will be writing articles in the upcoming edition of the Cato Supreme Court Review?
It's going to be an interesting one, I think. We have a point-counterpoint on Boumediene, the Guantanamo detainees case between Eric Posner and David Cole, both respected professors at their institutions. I'm writing on Medellin, the international law executive authority case. We have leading practitioners and counsel for some of the parties in the energy regulatory case and the product liability preemption FDA regulation case, as well as Supreme Court Review board members, professors writing on the leading patent case in some decades, and Stone Ridge, the lead securities case. We also have Eric Jaffe, a repeat Cato contributor and review contributor on some of the election law cases. It's going to be a good year. We have Tom Goldstein of SCOTUS Blog, the founder of that very useful tool for court watchers, is writing about the coming year. And most of those people will also be appearing on Constitution Day when Supreme Court Review is released, September 17th. We have a day-long conference. Gene Scalia is going to be commenting there on employment cases, replacing his partner, Bill Kilberg, who's also a former solicitor of labor, who will be writing on a case for the review.
Ilya Shapiro is editor of the Cato Supreme Court Review. You can get your copy of the most recent review at cato.org.